Hello and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, November 28th, 2021, the first Sunday of Advent. My name is Father John Jaska, pastor of the Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus spoke to his disciples. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because redemption is drawing near. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Well, Happy New Year, everyone. And yes, I can say that. With this first Sunday of Advent that we are preparing for, we begin the church's new liturgical year, and we're going into year C, which is the year of the Gospel of Luke, predominantly. And it's a fresh start, in a sense, of this new year, going through the story of salvation as we prepare during the season of Advent for the birth of our Lord and Savior and the fulfillment of the Heavenly Father's promise to save us. And it's quite interesting that this Gospel of Luke, kind of about the end times, what we've been hearing leading up to the end of the church's liturgical year of year B that we just are concluding, we get kind of back to this end times. And you'd say, why would we do that during Advent? Well, in Advent, we celebrate kind of three moments, I guess. It would be the best way to describe it. In Advent, we prepare to look back and thank God, thank the Heavenly Father for the gift of Jesus, the Word made flesh that came to save us. So it's kind of looking back at the birth of Jesus and his journey of salvation that brings us together today. So we look at the past. Also, we look in the present, looking for Jesus to be born in our hearts, in our actions, in our parishes, in our community, in our world. And so Advent is that kind of making straight those pathways, clearing those things that distract us, those things that take us away, and seeing Jesus here in our world today. But also then we look to the future, the second coming of Jesus, the triumph. And this is where this gospel is calling us to. And it's a good reminder for us not to get, you know, Christmas trees up and nativity scenes, all those super important for us to celebrate. But it also leads to us for our call home to the kingdom of heaven. And in this gospel, Jesus again talks about these signs in the sun and the moon. There's going to be distress, confusion, roaring of the sea, waves, all these things that, you know, the powers of the heavens will be shaken. So there's going to be some chaos. Things that maybe what we kind of relied upon and thought would be our foundations are going to crumble. And what does Jesus say? He says, now when these things take place, stand up and raise your heads because your redemption is drawing near. He didn't say go run and hide, you know, be afraid. No, stand up, raise your heads because your redemption is drawing, your salvation is coming. And so part of that challenge for us is that when we see these happening, he says, be on guard, be ready for this to happen. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life. So he's really reminding us, kind of taking a step back. Don't get too caught up in the trappings of this world, in the worries and the frustrations, but also the pursuit of things in this world. Now, Advent is that reminder for us of our call to heaven. And, you know, stand on guard so you don't get trapped. You know, be alert, praying that you may have the strength to escape all those things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Our faith reminds us to pull us, in a sense, out of ourselves and kind of pull us back from this world to see the bigger picture. Because, of course, this world tries to, cover up the grace of Christ's love and kind of the reality of the world. Kind of this fake world of popularity, fame, power, and fortune, which, you know what, all fades away. And Jesus is saying, you know, when these things start crumbling, start falling apart, don't run and hide, don't be afraid, have the courage, pray, stand up and raise your heads, because Jesus is coming and we need to be ready. We need to be looking forward to that. We need to embrace that gracious gift. And for us, as we embark on this special sacred Advent journey, an opportunity for us to draw close to God's love and really live our lives with heaven as our goal, our lives are very different. And Jesus, during this Advent season, in the midst of the pandemic, in the midst of various political and economic divisions that seem to be growing and growing, not only locally in Canada and Ontario, but in the world, there's polarization, there's division, there's confusion, deterioration of the truth, misinformation, all this chaos. And what our faith reminds us of is to pull us back, to remind us to, you know, keep our gaze on heaven, to prepare our hearts for the coming of the Lord by living the good news of the gospel in everything that we do, loving, serving, sacrificing. And to, you know, those concerns, those struggles that weigh us down, we need to turn to the Lord. We need to embrace his love. We need his grace and his strength to help us through the chaos and the trials and the sufferings of life, knowing that Advent always reminds us that hope is fulfilled. Jesus died and rose again so that we may have eternal life. We don't have to kind of hope in terms of, I'm not sure, but I'm hoping this comes out. No, it's happened. That hope never fades. You know, as we light the candles of our Advent wreath, as we start decorating our homes and our churches for Christmas, as we put the lights on the Christmas tree, as we look to buy presents as expressions of love and gifts for those who are dear to us, we open our hearts. That generosity, that there's this spirit that we're entering into at Christmas that is not just in the confines of faith, but there is a spirit of generosity and of love and of grace in all people, and especially a generosity and outreach to those who are in need. Part of the mission of the church for all of us is to try to make that spirit, that generosity, and that love flow through not only this next month of December, but all through the year, because that's really what our faith calls our world to. And that Advent hope springs great lights of joy at the birth of our Lord and Savior and the fulfillment of salvation. That joy on Christmas Day, we can live out in peace, in goodwill, in caring for all those who are in need. And keep our focus on that. Don't get distracted by those things that crumble, fall, fade away around us. So as we enter into this new liturgical year, anytime we start something new, there's an opportunity to look back, to appreciate the journey, but also to look at ways that we can continue to grow in this new liturgical year, this new season, this opportunity to start again in Advent, to make sure that throughout every day of the year and every day of our lives, in our own personal sufferings, in illnesses, in the challenges of this world, in the midst of the pandemic, financial struggles, relationship difficulties, all the different things that the storms of our lives, we're reminded to stand up, you know, to look towards the heavens and to trust in God's everlasting love, because his love is fulfilled, his love is complete, and his love will never be taken away. So happy New Year, everyone. Happy Advent. And let's journey together. See you at church this Sunday.